One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
It's Christmas Eve, or at least that's what the calendar says. But the atmosphere in this house is anything but festive. The decorations are up, the dinner's been prepared, and the family is gathered, laughing, reminiscing. Yet something lingers in the air. A chill that doesn't belong. Something unsettling. It's subtle at first, like the faint hum of a distant memory trying to claw its way back into the present. The conversations are lively, but there's an undercurrent, an unease you can't quite put your finger on, and then there's a sound. At first, it's almost unnoticeable, but soon it becomes impossible to ignore. A rhythmic thumping, it seems to come from below the floor, just out of sight, but with enough force to rattle the space around you. The family laughs it off. "It's the fox under the house," they say. But the thumping isn't stopping. It's getting louder, more insistent. You start to wonder, is there something more to this than just the usual holiday chaos? What if the sound, the presence, is something that's been lingering all along, waiting for the right moment to be heard again? As the night continues, those strange rhythmic noises fill the air, growing more pronounced with each passing second. But the question remains, what or who is responsible for them, and why are they so persistent? Let's get to the letter they write. It's hard to pinpoint exactly when it started, but I think it was around Christmas 2015. I know it wasn't the 25th, but the days leading up to it. You know how it is? Everyone's busy, everything's a blur of tinsel lights and forced holiday cheer. But there was something off about that year, something that would linger far beyond the holiday season. It was a typical night at my dad's house, loud, chaotic, full of family and friends. Dad was holding court as usual, passionately telling us all about how Deep Purple's guitarist was terrible. I don't know if he thought it was entertaining or just another excuse to lecture, but there he was, going on and on about how Frank Zappa was the only true genius. My stepmom sat there, rolling her eyes, shaking her head, as if she had heard it all before, which, let's be real, she had. It was the kind of conversation that would normally fade into the background of my mind, just noise to fill the space, but this time, something was different. Amidst the laughter and back and forth, a sound cut through the chatter. It was a thumping, almost rhythmic, like someone was stomping heavily on the carpeted floor. It wasn't loud enough to be alarming at first, but the odd thing was, only Elle and I seemed to notice it. Everyone else just kept talking, oblivious to the disturbance. At first, I thought maybe it was H, my dad's old mate. H was a big guy, the kind who never did anything quietly. He was tough, a real hard man, always up for a fight if it meant defending someone, especially if a woman was involved. I don't know why I thought of him, but the thumping reminded me of the way he used to stomp his feet when he disagreed with something. He had this way of making his point through sheer physicality. Maybe he was mad about Dad's constant rants about the inferiority of anything not Frank Zappa. So I said it, half joking and half serious. "Is your dryer on?" Sounds like it's running away. I knew my stepmom would bite on that one. She was the first to jump in with her usual quick wit. It's a fox under the house, she said, almost before I could finish my sentence. So that answer came too quickly, like she had been waiting for someone to ask, and it caught me off guard. The thing is, they've had foxes around for years. At least one had been getting under the house, making a mess, digging around. I even heard Dad talk about it a few hours earlier. He'd showed me where he had blocked up the hole, said it was all fixed, but now here she was, talking about the fox like it was still a problem. I raised my eyebrows. But didn't you block the hole? I asked. She waved me off, dismissing my question. Oh, it's a fox. They get in. You've seen the holes in the yard. But that's where things didn't make sense. The hole had been sealed up just that afternoon. I'd even watched Dad do it. He pointed out the patchwork and told me, proudly, that the fox could no longer get under the house. So why was this thumping still happening? Why, after all these years of dealing with this fox, was it back tonight, making noise under the floor when it shouldn't even be there? I wanted to ask more questions, press further, but something stopped me. The thumping had stopped as soon as I mentioned the dryer. Just like that, it was gone. And just like that, the conversation picked up where it left off, as though nothing had happened. Later that evening, the thumping came back, but this time it was different. It wasn't just a random noise, something that could be brushed off. No, this time, it was more deliberate. There were pauses between each thump, a pattern to it, as if someone were pacing beneath the floor trying to get our attention. It wasn't a fox, and by now I knew it wasn't the dryer either. But my dad wasn't having it. It's just the fox, he muttered. It's always the fox. I started to wonder if the thumping was some sort of message. Maybe from H. I mean, he used to love talking about the supernatural, about ghosts and spirits. And if anyone was the type to haunt, I thought, it would be someone like H. Loud, brash, and bigger than life. Could it be him coming back to say something? But every time I tried to bring it up, my dad just shut it down. He wasn't having it. There's no such thing as ghosts, he'd say. He'd seen something when he was younger, something he couldn't explain, but now he was adamant that it wasn't a ghost. And my stepmom? She would lecture us on how it was just nonsense. But what if it wasn't nonsense? What if it was H? The thumping kept happening later at night after the laughter had died down, after the conversations had drifted into memories of The Bill, a show H and I used to watch together. This time it felt familiar, comforting even, like we were reliving those moments. And when I heard the thumping this time, I couldn't help but think of H sitting in his usual spot by the fireplace. Was he still trying to make his presence known? I almost expected to hear him ranting about Tony Stamp and his incompetence, something he used to do all the time. I didn't say anything out loud, though. It wasn't worth bringing it up again. Instead, I just sat there, listening to the thumps. Two in quick succession, then a pause, another one a minute later. And through it all, I kept my thoughts to myself. Could this be H, or was it something else entirely? The thumps didn't stop that night, and though I tried to ignore them, they felt oddly normal, like it was part of the evening, part of the group. But deep down, I knew. I knew it wasn't just a fox, and I knew it wasn't just my mind playing tricks on me. Something or someone was trying to communicate. But what? In the days that followed, I couldn't shake the feeling that something wasn't right. The thumping, those deliberate, persistent sounds, kept happening. Always at the most unexpected times. I'd hear it during quiet moments, when the house should have been still, when everyone else was occupied with something else, and that's when it would start again. Thump, thump, thump. The pattern was unmistakable now, but it didn't make sense, as this wasn't a fox, this wasn't a dryer, and yet there it was, undeniable, inescapable. But the weirdest thing? No one else in the house seemed to take it seriously anymore. My stepmom kept insisting it was just the fox, even though the hole had been sealed shut weeks ago. My dad, He'd gotten used to the thumping, too. He'd just keep talking, keep ranting about music, completely oblivious to the rhythm coming from under the floor. Maybe he didn't hear it, or maybe he was choosing not to. Either way, he wasn't about to entertain the thought that it could be something or someone else. It's strange how you can become accustomed to something unsettling, how the human mind can adjust to the inexplicable. I started to wonder if I was the only one who could feel it. Everyone else had become numb to it, while I felt like I was on the edge of something, something big, something that wanted to be understood. I began thinking more about H. It wasn't just the thumping that made me think of him, but the timing. It was always during the late nights, when the house was quiet, when we'd share old stories about him. He had always been larger than life, the kind of guy who made a big impact, and even in death, I wondered if he was still trying to make his presence known. Maybe he was sending me a sign, maybe trying to get me to say something, to remember him in a way that my dad and stepmom had forgotten. One night after we were talking about the bill, something H and I would watch religiously, I heard it again, the thumping. But this time it wasn't just random noises echoing through the floor. This time I felt a presence, like something or someone was standing behind me, just out of sight, but very close. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and for a split second, I almost turned around, half expecting to see him there. I wasn't sure what I'd do if I did. It was like that feeling when you think someone is standing right behind you, but when you turn around, no one's there. I could almost feel his presence, though, like he was watching us, reminding us of something we had all forgotten. And yet no one else seemed to notice. The thumping went on, but it was as if the rest of the family had made peace with it. It was the fox, they said, even though I knew in my gut it wasn't. There were only so many times I could listen to them say that, only so many times I could ignore the reality that something wasn't right. The next day, the thumping returned once more, and it seemed louder than ever. It echoed through the house, almost like it was pounding on the walls now, not just the floor. I couldn't ignore it any longer. I couldn't just sit there and pretend it was nothing. I had to ask the question no one wanted to answer. What if it wasn't a fox? What if it was H? What if he was trying to reach us to tell us something? Or was it something darker? Something none of us were ready to face? The thumping became an obsession for me. I started to notice a pattern I hadn't seen before. The noises weren't just random. They were deliberate. They would stop for a while, only to start again when the house was at its quietest. It almost felt like H was trying to communicate, trying to draw attention to himself. It felt like a message that was both urgent and elusive, something I couldn't quite decipher. I was caught between wanting to know more and fearing what the answer might be. Then came that night, late, long after everyone had gone to bed. I was alone in the living room, thinking about everything that had happened, when it happened again, the thumping. But this time it wasn't just beneath the floor. It was coming from the direction of the fireplace, H's spot, the chair he always dragged in there, sitting near the hearth, where he would crack jokes and give his opinions on whatever ridiculous show we were watching. I hadn't thought about it before, but now it was all I could focus on. I almost wanted to get up, move towards the chair, but I couldn't. I sat frozen, staring at the empty seat, waiting. And then there it was, a final resounding thump, louder than any before it, a noise that seemed to shake the very foundation of the house. I felt a coldness sweep through the room, like the temperature had dropped in an instant. The room was suddenly empty, eerily still. I couldn't tell if it was the absence of the noise or the presence of something I couldn't quite explain, but it left me cold to the core. And then it stopped, just like that. No more thumping, no more sounds. The house fell into an unnatural silence. I sat there for what felt like hours, unsure of what had just happened. Had it all been in my mind? Had I imagined it, or was it real? And if it was real, what was it trying to tell me? I didn't have answers. I don't think I ever will. But that feeling, the feeling that H was still there, that something beyond the ordinary had taken place. That's something I'll never forget. As we wrap up this story, we're left with more questions than answers. The thumping, the eerie noises in the dead of night, the unmistakable feeling of a presence that just couldn't be shaken. Was it really H? Returning to send a message from the beyond, or was it something else? Something that can't be explained, no matter how hard we try to rationalize it. Let's consider what we know. Their logical explanations, everything from the fox under the house to a malfunctioning dryer, seem to fit neatly into the boxes we've all been taught to accept. But the thumping didn't fit. It didn't follow the rules. It happened at the quietest moments when everything else seemed to fall away. And it happened with such regularity it felt as though it was waiting for something. Or someone. Perhaps it was H, whose larger-than-life presence could never be extinguished, even in death. Could it be that the afterlife, as unproven as it is, finds its way into our world in small, inexplicable ways? There's also something deeply psychological at play here. Grief, memory, and longing have a strange way of warping perception. Is it possible that, after years of hearing the stories and feeling the loss of someone they loved, their mind started to create an experience that brought H back in some way? That's a question that may never be answered, but it's one that plays heavily in how we understand our experiences with the unknown. And then again, what if it wasn't just grief? What if there are things we simply can't see or touch, things we're not meant to fully understand? The reality is, the thumping, whether it came from H's restless spirit or something else entirely, left an imprint. It served as a reminder that not everything in this world can be neatly explained away. Some mysteries are meant to linger in the dark, just beyond our understanding. And maybe that's what makes them all the more powerful. The fear, the uncertainty, it's what makes us question everything we think we know. Was it the restless spirit of a man who couldn't leave behind his love for his friends? Or was it something else entirely? Something darker, waiting for the right moment to be heard? We may never know. But we can't deny one thing. Whatever it was, it's not something anyone will soon forget.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.